Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, a super special and exclusive conversation in person at the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions about this episode, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get in the running to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, all you have to do is say, Charlie, I listened to this episode, but you have to make sure you subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show. So take out your phone, get to your podcast provider, podcast or Spotify. Without any further ado, buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Look, it's Christmas season. A lot of you guys are emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com. How do I give back this Christmas season? Look, I know it's been a tough year, but those of us that are Christians, we are called to help and to assist regardless of the circumstances around us. Whether we had a blessed year or a tough year, it's time to step up and do something. I think we all know that. That's why we are partnering with AngelTree. AngelTree is great. They help kids whose parents are in prison. It's not even about the fact of what their parents did. It's the fact that the kids are alone. And the kids, if they do not hear from their parents, they're more likely to also get involved in crime in the future. So let's really communicate the love of Jesus Christ with a personalized note from their dad and an access to a Bible in either Spanish or English. And that's what the Fellowship Angel Tree program does. Last year, the Angel Tree program blessed over 300,000 children of prisoners all across America. What's so cool is that if you give directly, it doesn't go to overhead or all that stuff. It goes straight to the kid, especially this Christmas season. And so let's just keep it easy. Just go to charliekirk.com. There's a banner on the top of it, charliekirk.com, and we are getting behind it. We're donating a little bit of money from the Charlie Kirk Show to Angel Tree because we really believe in what they're doing. There's an Angel Tree banner there on charliekirk.com. You guys can check it out and support what we are doing. And I think that's really important because for a gift of $220, you can bless 10 children of prisoners with a personalized Christmas present and a personal note from their incarcerated parent. Plus, every Angel Tree family is also given access to free, easy to read copy of the Bible in English or Spanish. So check it out at charliekirk.com. Very, very important. Thank you guys so much for that. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. Sarah,
how
you doing?
I'm so excited, Charlie, to be here. Turning Point USA. So amazing. I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am to see so many young people out here that actually care, love this country, understand what freedom means and liberty, and are ready to like just move into the future with
they are on fire
with excitement. Yeah, because it's been a tough year for a lot of us.
It's been
a tough year for them too.
And I think the left thought they could demoralize us.
Right.
And this is the exact opposite of what they want to see. Excited, energetic young people.
Right. Oh my gosh, you brought up such a great point. You're right. There are so many people on the left that were trying to demoralize the Republican Party, conservatives, you know, young independent people that may have not just been on board with what I call now the extreme left, right?
Yes.
Not Democrats. I remember the day where I could talk to Democratic friends and we could discuss issues and topics and come to some type of consensus. That feels like that's over now. Mm-hmm. And that's such a tragedy for all of us because I feel like now our nation's been just completely robbed or hijacked by this very extreme left. And I think that Turning Point is a place where, you know, young people, and I don't want to say kids, I want to say young people, mm-hmm. young adults can find a home and find people that are like-minded and really get on the front lines of a battle that I think is far more important than anything we've ever experienced before.
Well, thank you for saying that. And you're on the honorary board of Turning Point USA?
I know. I am very honored to be on the honorary
board. It's an honor
board.
To have you. So
well, thanks.
So I want to get into something that you're an expert in.
Yep.
And it is one of my chief frustrations, which is we saw what happened to President Trump.
Right.
And we suspected it first. And then you were really one of the leading journalists that was looking into this.
Right.
One of the few. And what do I mean by what happened to President Trump? The spying, the FISA court abuse,
right.
all of the crimes committed against President Trump. And we have been,
I want to say crimes committed against the American
yeah,
people.
Yeah, against all the American people, Republicans right. and Democrats together. And there have been no indictments. Nothing. What is going on? Do we have a Justice Department anymore?
Right. Okay. Right. For 4 years, I've been asking that same question, Charlie.
No, but I have never been so cynical. And that's a terrible place to be.
I feel jaded too. And I'm angry. But it took me a while to come to terms with what actually happened. President Trump's election, the American people making their voices heard in 2016, despite everything that the establishment, let's say the establishment, I don't even want to say the left right now.
Sure.
Because it was both rhinos.
Yes.
In Washington, D.C., and Democrats, they worked together to target the president and try to keep him from actually obtaining office, right? Stop the American people. And then afterwards, they targeted him again in his administration. We've seen that ongoing for 4 years
yes.
now. What they have done is exposed exactly what Washington is. And for the first time in a long time, we have awoken. The American people, look, if Hillary Clinton would have won in 2016.
None of this would have been exposed. Yeah.
Exactly. Charlie, you, everyone, everything that happened since then, all of the battlefield, you're in the front lines. I think of Charlie Kirk, I think of you as like a general on the front lines, right?
Kind.
No,
yeah.
Really, to save our country, to save America, to open up people's eyes. But I think with President Trump, and I'm going to be frankly honest with you here, what happened was, probably the most disheartening thing for me, because as it unfolded, I realized, where's our Justice Department? Mm-hmm. Is there a two-tier justice system? Yes, 100%, because there has been nobody with all the evidence that we have show. It's public. I mean, the public was there. They were the jury. The public was the jury. 4 years of evidence, and nobody has been indicted yet.
How has Peter Strzok not been indicted yet?
How has he not been indicted? How is,
Andrew McCabe.
How is James
Brennan,
Clapper?
James Comey.
They lied before Congress?
Not only that, Comey leaked classified information to a New York Times reporter, right? Or Washington Post or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, not only did they do that, James Clapper also was a leaker. So we have James Comey leaking to the New York Times, right? Through his buddy, his old college roommate who was an attorney in New York at Columbia or professor there, gives the information to the New York Times. We have James Clapper, who basically talked James Comey in early January 2017 to brief President Donald Trump on a lie. They knew was a lie. Now we know that. They knew this dossier, this manufactured dossier by Christopher Steele, mm-hmm. this former British spy, who, by the way, was still a British spy. You never become a former. And who got information, false information from Russians, paid for by Hillary Clinton
yes.
and the Democratic National Committee, asked James Comey, you got to brief President Trump on this dossier, on the most salacious part of the dossier. Why do you think that was? Because they could not get one journalist in Washington, D.C. to run that story, because everybody was kind of like, what? I heard about it. We're like, this just doesn't even sound like Trump. I didn't know President Trump at all. I never hung out with him. I never was in New York. That was just not, I was a journalist. But I knew that President Trump won, you know, as a candidate, would probably never do anything that dossier stipulated happened in Moscow. Mm-hmm. So what did Clapper do? He leaked it. He leaked the information. And he did it through an actual briefing that he had James Comey do with President Trump in order to solidify it. Then Clapper could go to CNN. He could go to Jake Tapper and say, look, Comey briefed President Trump on this dossier. What happened right after that? We had CNN publishing mm-hmm. stories, BuzzFeed published the entire
dossier.
Yeah. That was it.
But so, Sarah, here's what I'm trying to understand. Some people said that some of this stuff was brought to a grand jury.
Right.
And a grand jury decided not to indict either McCabe or Comey. Do you find any truth in that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
They didn't even want to bring McCabe's charges to the grand jury. Like, even after Jeff Sessions, who was useless.
Disaster.
Disaster. A complete disaster. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who was the former senator of Alabama. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who he is, I think. But complete disaster. But he fired him. And I remember I was on Laura Ingraham that night. I was actually doing Sean and Laura Ingraham. And I get the call from the Justice Department that Andrew McCabe is going to be fired because he lied to the IG, to the Inspector General, and all of his investigators, and caught him in the lie.
This was in the spring of 18.
Right. Good. Yeah. Good memory.
April or May.
Yeah, you're right. And so exciting. All this news. We're finally getting somewhere. And then nothing. And then nothing. And then McCabe gets a job as a contributor.
That's correct.
Later.
A CNN contributor.
A CNN contributor.
He did his book deal, too.
Book deal?
Yeah.
Peter Strzok? Book deal?
Yeah, McCabe came out with his book February of 19.
Right.
Around 60 Minutes.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. And I remember running into McCabe in the lobby. This funny backstory. Like, I'd never seen him in person. He never actually ever wanted to talk to me. And you could see why, because I was he actually was very curious. This is what I heard from sources. How did John Solomon and Sarah Carter know so much about what was going on? What had happened was things just kept unraveling. It wasn't like we knew at the beginning. I didn't even realize how deep this was. I had started with one thing. And sources kept coming forward. And I thought, there is just no way. There is no way that our FBI could once again turn into this mess. And then the more that I looked, the more we kept investigating, the more things unraveled, the more we saw what happened with Andrew McCabe, how he was operating, how Peter Strzok was operating, Joe Pienka, other people inside the FBI. And I got to tell you, it was the most shocking. It was so shocking to me, but I had faith. I actually had faith. I thought, you know what? Department of Justice is going to do something.
Well, and you were doing the uncovering work similar to what Woodward and Bernstein, were those names? Yeah. You were actually uncovering something far more evil than a break-in at a Watergate hotel that the president was roughly aware of.
Right.
Way more sinister. We're talking about the mass weaponization of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the FISA Court.
So glad you said it that way. It was weaponized. And I thought when I started breaking the stories, this is how innocent I was still of the whole thing. I thought to myself, wow, you know, the New York Times is going to run with this because they've got the resources, right? I love my job as a journalist, but I didn't work for the big affiliates. I didn't work for New York Times or Washington Post. In fact, I never really aspired to work for them ever because my job always to me was to be on the front lines, go to the battlefield, cover the U.S.-Mexico border and do it for the American people, right? Tell the story the best way I knew how to tell it and get the truth out there. But when I started stumbling on what happened with President Trump, I swear to you, Charlie, the first thought that went through my mind was, that's it. I'm going to break the first two stories, and then the New York Times is going to jump on this. The Washington Post, they're going to run with it. It's going to be huge Pulitzers, and I'm going to be sitting back going, oh, okay, I did this
and,
small
and, story. And there was just no interest in even covering some of this stuff.
Right. There was no – they didn't even – not only did they not cover it, they were upset that it was being exposed.
Well, no, it's even worse than that. They ran disinformation counter messaging against it.
They did.
They
were part of this entire
of the counter messaging saying
right. It was, they still are.
It was oh yeah. It was not even ignoring it. So
right.
There's three ways that they handled it. It was the worst: cover it, ignore it, or then not just ignore it, but call anyone who dares cover it a liar, a bad person,
a conspiracy theorist.
We're going to destroy your life. All of it. According to the American Psychological Association, chronic stress is linked to the six leading causes of death. Stress has been implicated in heart issues, inflammation, obesity, mental illness, and more. Most people think of stress as caused by things like work, traffic, tense relationships. You know all the list. So they focus on what they hope are solutions, such as meditation or going to the spa, but it doesn't fix the problem. To fight stress, proper nutrition is frequently overlooked. I personally have been taking magnesium for its health benefits. I take it every night. This is a mineral that helps most people, and they don't even know it. Magnesium is the body's master mineral, powerful over 300 critical reactions, including detoxification, fat metabolism, energy, stress, even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. If your body is giving you warning signs, why don't you listen to it? There's a new magnesium product called Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the ultimate magnesium supplement, easily the best I've ever seen or experienced. Believe it or not, I actually have a lot of experience with magnesium. All seven forms of this mineral. The Charlie Kirk Show is able to arrange for a special batch of it to be set aside for our audience this holiday. And I guarantee it's the best deal available on this product. Seriously, with volume discounts combined, with our custom 10% coupon code, KIRK10, you can save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough. That's an amazing value. And I promise that the deal is only available on the specific website, buyoptimizers.com/Kirk. You won't find that deal on Amazon or even the company's own website. Magnesium Breakthrough is the most effective magnesium supplement I've ever tried. Say goodbye to having to buy 7 different bottles of magnesium to get the complete dose. Go to buyoptimizers.com/Kirk and use the coupon code KIRK10 to save up to 40% off select packages. Get the most full spectrum and effective magnesium product ever at the best price today.
Yeah, not only do they want to destroy, they do something worse, far worse than destroying someone's life, Charlie. It's a tactic that is brilliant. And it's part of this, I don't know if it's purposeful or if they just figured it out or if it's part of a disinformation campaign. But what they do is, as soon as you start asking questions, and this is people, look, they hate Trump. We know this. You and I both do. I remember this early on in 2016. I remember columnists and reporters coming up to me saying I was crazy. Trump was never going to win. It was a joke. They were going to write columns about the American people. They think of the American people as deplorables.
That's exactly
I actually
right.
want you guys yeah. to listen to what Charlie and I are saying. This is very true. I have been to enough parties in Washington, D.C. I've heard enough reporters talk about they think the American people that voted for President Trump, all 74 million who voted in this 2020 election plus, right, the most of any president ever in history, they think of you as deplorables. They see themselves as elitists, and they worked a disinformation campaign. And what they do is they ostracize you. So the minute you start asking questions like, well, this doesn't make sense to me. I saw this going on in Michigan. We've got all these affidavits. People are really concerned. And then all of a sudden, it's the machine, right? What a bunch of conspiracy theorists. Can't believe it. How do you fight against a once people start targeting you and calling you a conspiracy theorist? The same thing happened with the Russia hoax. But in the very beginning, you know, I remember even people at Fox. Sarah, are you sure? Are you 100% sure that what you are saying is accurate? I said, absolutely 100%. My career, my life, my reputation depend on it. I have multiple sources. This is absolutely true. They are targeting President Trump. The dossier is a lie, and they are using it to destroy this administration. You know what? I remember in the beginning, they tried the same tactic, but it didn't work. Why? Because Devin Nunes, all of the congressional members that had courage, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Ted Cruz on the Senate, Ron Johnson. Ratcliffe, all of these folks, they got on board. They were fighting. They were looking for information. And then guess what? They couldn't say a thing. It was in their text messages. It was in their emails. We had access to all of their private documents, private notes, scheduling. We could see what happened. Yet the American people were witnesses.
They couldn't say anything because they didn't want to leak it?
Right. So no.
But they leak stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. But what happened was you have a media, by the way, that won Pulitzers for their lies. Working on one side, then you have everybody else here fighting to get the truth out, right? But you can't compete against this machine. So the only way to compete against the machine is to actually get tangible documents, show them, expose them to the public, and work in concert with our lawmakers and with everyone else. And we were able to do that. But back to your point at the very beginning, right, Charlie? Nobody's paid the price. I say it's sedition and treasonous behavior.
But Sarah, I don't know how to process how no one has been indicted.
Me neither.
So what does this tell us? Just that our justice system is a mirage, it's a farce, and with it, the entire government?
Charlie, I go through this every day. I was out there talking to everyone earlier today, and I was talking about all the young people that have fought for this country, people who have sacrificed their lives, people who have given everything, including my husband. I remember one morning my husband woke up and he said to me, what's really disappointing And it was, I would do anything for my country. I would give my life for my country because of what it stands for, because of the ideals, mm-hmm. because it's the freedom and liberty that we have as people. It's so precious. I don't even know if people who have never experienced a society where you can't even wear a tank top as a woman or speak your own mind without being beaten or having someone drag you through the middle of the street and, you know, literally cut off your nose and your ears because you looked at a man. We've seen this in Afghanistan. We've seen this in other parts of the world where if you're gay in Iran and they throw you off a building, this country is the only country on earth that affords everybody. It doesn't matter where you're from. You could be from Somalia, like Ilhan Omar. We're going to open up our arms to you. You can be from Afghanistan, and I've met so many wonderful Afghan interpreters that worked with our soldiers, and we're going to open up our arms to you. But what happens, and this is the part that makes me so sad, what happens when we sell out? What happens when our own Justice Department, the one that the whole world looks to, because believe me, it's all about justice. You travel overseas and they say, oh, the United States, my gosh, you have Lady Liberty, right? Justice is blind. There is no poor or rich. But it was all a fraud.
I mean, I believe that I think that we've been teaching a lie.
I agree.
I've never seen such unbelievable corruption, deception, and I tell people, I say, we don't live in the country that you think you live in. And I don't say that lightly.
I know, Charlie, I do too. And it depresses me to think that way. But I'll tell you where I see light at the end of the tunnel. I've been very upset about how this situation unfolded with the president, just like everybody else. I've been just as sad and brokenhearted about the fact that our churches aren't open, that we have lockdowns across this country, that our children, that my daughter went to go, begged me, please, mommy, take me to see Santa Claus at the mall. She just wanted to tell him three things. And she even asked for other people, right? She asked toys for other people, which was so sweet. She just wanted to see Santa. She had to sit 6 feet in front of him with a mask on, Santa with a mask on, and they were both doing this, you know, with their hands out and turning their heads. And I just thought, when I looked
at that
picture, I was like, this is the worst thing I could imagine seeing right now. How is my little girl living in a country that's turning this direction?
It's already there.
Charlie, the thing that we have that no one else has is that Constitution. And it's our ability to fight for what's right. And it's our ability to call out people. And it's up to every single American. And it's up to the young people. It's up to us to pave the way. It's up to you to fight the fight. It's up to us to support one another and to stand up, stop fighting one another, look at what they are doing, take hold of that, and win it back. Because our founding fathers did not establish a constitution. We do not have a Bill of Rights for no reason. It's there for a reason, I believe.
But I think it's all all connected. So if we would have had indictments of Clapper, Brennan, then I don't think they would have locked down the country as much.
Right.
I don't think they would have done the voter fraud. They push us to see how far they can go. And maybe less with the lockdowns, but more with the voter fraud. But if we would have showed that if you dare cross the line and break the law, we are going to prosecute you. And then I have Bill Barr come out. We have Bill Barr. Oh, there's no widespread voter fraud. Who are you?
Whether you're new to the gym or you've been lifting weights for years, it's hard to find the right workout program and stick to it. If you've ever gone to a gym without a plan, you know how overwhelming the weight room can feel. Well, FitBod is a smart fitness app that takes all the guesswork out of planning your workouts. FitBod's algorithm factors in your goals, experience level, equipment, workout duration, and muscle recovery to intelligently craft the perfect total body workout program just for you. I can tell you with FitBod, it gets you on track, it balances muscle groups, it does a phenomenal job. FitBod combines the knowledge of fitness pros with a powerful machine learning algorithm to give you a workout program that maximizes your results. No equipment, no worries. FitBod has body weight routines for those looking to get fit at home or on the go. So get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me/Kirk.
Try FitBod for free for 1 month when you sign up today at fitbod.me/Kirk. That's one free month when you sign up. That's fitbod.me/Kirk.
Yeah, and who are these experts? Like, every time I see the experts say on Twitter, when they go after the president, or they come after me, or they come after whoever, or they come after you, I'm like, okay, well, who are these experts? These are not even experts. And you're right about William Barr. I am so disappointed.
Yeah, but
I believed in the beginning that
everyone was like, oh, he's so great. He's all this for years. I was like, okay, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And you were right to question that. And I have called him out on this. What we have now witnessed is, I believe, is like the worst thing that we could have ever witnessed in a free nation, right?
I don't think we're very free.
I don't think we're very free. And,
this is what I'm trying to tell people is like, this is ending unless you do something. And this is why we're doing this event.
Like, well, and this is why I'm trying to give that little, even though I'm jaded, even though I'm angry, even though I'm upset, even though I know justice was not served in this case, and even though I know President Trump, of all, look, I worked through the Bush administration, Obama,
yes,
and then President Trump. I have never seen a president that actually followed through with what they said,
yes,
and what they meant, and speak directly to the American people like I have with President Trump. And I'm not someone, you know, anybody can look at my past, look at my, it's not like I was hanging out with the Trumps. It's not like I was friends with them beforehand. I have no reason to say this other than the fact that I have witnessed the lies of the previous administrations,
yes,
both Bush as well as President Obama. I have seen them with very, you know, elegant words and come out and make all these big promises and then stamp all over them and walk away without even a hitch. They don't even care. They do not put America first ever. They put themselves first. It's not even about globalism. It's about themselves and then everybody
That's
else
right.
and then
it's
America.
It's inflated narcissism. It's
exactly.
Exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. And it's so funny that they always try to turn that on the president. And I say, no, President Trump said, I'm going to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And what did he do? He moved it. He had all these people telling him, oh, it's going to be World War III.
Yeah.
The Palestinians, the Israelis, it's going to be a huge problem. He said, you know what? No. No, I promised the American people. I promised our allies in Israel, and I'm going to do that. And guess what? All of a sudden, there's peace. There wasn't World War III. There was the Abraham Accords, right? Look at the peace negotiations with Morocco now. Look at how far we've come.
Yes.
Historically, he will be remembered always as probably one of the greatest presidents of modern time.
Yes.
That is a fact.
For his courage, more than anything else.
For his courage and his ability to communicate, to not only be courageous, but to talk directly to the American people and understand them. You know, it's hard. People always said, well, how is it that, you know, he's a billionaire and, you know, how is it that he's like the American people are connecting with him? And these are people that were either never Trumpers or people that didn't like him. And I said, because he knows what it's like to work hard. He didn't put himself in this upper echelon. He actually knows the worker. He knew from his own business experience, from what I can see, and from the way people talked about him, because when I went to Trump Tower to interview them, I remember security staff or people that have known him forever that aren't, you would never think they would have ever met President Trump, right? They're like, he's such a great guy. He always asks me how my family is. He always wants to know how my kids are doing. He actually cares.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually just cuts out the middleman. And that's why the Washington Post and the New York Times hate him, because he cuts them out. He's like, look, guys, we don't need to go to them to deliver a story. I'm going to go to Twitter and I'm going to talk to the American people. And for the first time, the American people are like, oh, breath of fresh air. Thank you, God, for somebody that's actually listening to me.
Yeah. And I think Trump's presidency gives and should give a lot of people reason to hope. And the question is for everyone watching and listening is, are you going to let the institutions win? And the answer currently is yes.
Right.
Because we don't have a Republican Party in our country. We have Brian Kemp and these people that are completely
right.
worthless, that ask for our help and ask for our support. We don't have a U.S. Senate that's worthwhile. So I hope Loeffler and Perdue win, because I think Democrats are worse. But
and at least it'll give us, I mean, even if we see fraud, and this is what I tell people in Georgia all the time, you know, if you don't vote, you will not have nothing to fight for.
And I think that what some people have been doing, I think, is nonsense, telling them not to go vote.
Me too.
But I'm just telling you where about 30 to 40 million Trump voters are right now. They don't trust any of their government. They don't trust any of their elections. They don't trust any of their media.
They don't ever want to vote again.
No, no, but the country can't exist. And like, that's what people have to understand. Like, this is not normal.
Right.
Like, this is, this stuff has a compounding effect, right? Where all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, everything I've been told is a lie. The one guy I trusted was spied on, had a coup launched against him, impeached.
Right.
No one was held accountable for that. He ran valiantly. They sent an epidemiological Pearl Harbor against him, and then they cheated the election away from him. And so how are you supposed to process that?
And I know. And I can't. Sometimes that's why I remember coming here to Turning Point and thinking, like, how am I going to address the crowd, right? What do I say to them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we've all been robbed.
Yes.
We've all been robbed. And it's not just about the election. It's like they're robbing our nation. They're robbing the spirit of our country, what it stands for. This is about the people. I always say, you know, President Trump works for you. He is your employee, right? We are the employers. We're the ones that are supposed to be putting people in office, putting them there and expecting that they deliver for us. And that's what he's doing. But what happens when you realize and you wake up all of a sudden and you're like, well, wait a minute. No, that's not the case. I hired you. I pay you with my tax dollars, John Durham.
Yes.
I pay you with my tax dollars, William Barr.
Yes.
Right? And you have cheated me of what I believed in.
Yes.
Which was liberty, justice, freedom, and the presidency. And now I'm supposed to just sit back and be like, okay, we just got to concede. We all have to get along. Let's just move on, folks. Nothing to see here. But the problem is, see, what they're not expecting, Charlie, is you and everyone else that's been awoken, right? And all of the people that are like, no, it's not going to happen.
I agree. I think there's three things we have to get right, though. The first is the tech issue, mail-in ballots, and then how they abuse the kind of the indictment process to destroy people. They're doing that with Steve Bannon. They did that with Roger Stone. If we don't, they're going to put us all in prison.
Right.
And I don't say that metaphorically.
No, no, no. I actually have talked to people that are like, Sarah, are you concerned now?
Congressional members are all getting targeted.
Yes. That's a fact. I believe that. And you know what? They can say that we're making that up. They could say that we're just – no, we're not imagining that.
No,
we
just
saw
look at
what
the
happened.
List. Dinesh D'Souza, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon.
Right.
I mean, the list is endless.
It's long.
And yet they do whatever they want.
And you're absolutely right.
If we don't fix that, then they're just going to take everyone out.
So the thing is, how do we fix that?
We start indicting their people.
Right.
And so you go find some attorney general in Arkansas to go indict Hunter Biden.
Right.
Because he's committed crimes in Arkansas, like returning rental cars with drug paraphernalia in it.
Right.
The point is that there would be a stasis and all of a sudden, oh, okay, we can't do politically motivated indictments. Like, yeah, you can't.
No, they can. They actually can, because what happened with Hunter Biden goes far beyond just his own drug habits and terrible demeanor with that goes along with those drug habits. It was exposing our nation's national security to China and making his father vulnerable.
You know he's
to
never
that.
Going to jail, right?
Oh, no, he will never go to jail.
Yeah, that's people are like, oh, yeah, what world do you think you live in where these people get held accountable?
Well, I got to tell you, I have friends in other countries because I work there and they're still my sources. And they were saying, you know, Sarah, guess what? Welcome to Pakistan.
That's exactly right.
I was like, this is so sad.
I know.
Now they're overseas saying your election was basically stolen.
Yes.
You're wealthy, or those powerful people in the bureaucracy like Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, aren't being indicted. They're not being taken to jail. There's no investigation. Your president was played by a disinformation campaign that would have literally required a presidential signature if it was conducted against another country.
That's correct.
I mean, they weaponized our intelligence apparatus and our law enforcement, and they spread disinformation across the globe on a campaign and then a president-elect and then a president of these United States.
And his team.
And
Michael
his team,
Flynn, all of them.
Putting their lives in jeopardy, putting their administration in jeopardy, and making them struggle for 4 years against baseless lies.
Yes.
Baseless. We know are baseless. And anybody out there who even thinks for one moment, I hope you're listening to this, like people who would actually believe that, hope you accidentally just came across this. You know, just look at all of the reports, the IG reports, Devin Nunes, my stories, the stories that John Solomon wrote, the stories that are out there that Molly Hemingway, everybody, I can just name names. The truth is there. It's exposed for the public. But nobody was held accountable in one of the most egregious yes. crimes against the United States.
Well, I hope that Durham will do something. I guess that's the only hope we have.
Well, so. we don't have much hope there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not trying to be negative, but I don't know what kind of power Durham's going to have under, you know, if it happens to go. I know I call him media president elect. That's what I call Biden, media president elect. Biden, you know, what kind of teeth will any kind of special counsel have? I don't believe it. I think Durham and William Barr failed us. I think they should have exposed everything, yeah. and they could have early on. I think they played our country. And I'm very disappointed and I'm sad that I stood up for William Barr in the beginning. Yeah. And I'm disappointed in myself. I wanted to have hope in him and I believed what people were telling me. But I think now we can't let it weigh us down. We can of course be upset about it, mm-hmm. but we got to take that energy and harness it. And we have to fight for our country because we're fighting for an idea. Who cares about these people, right? We're going to get them out. America is bigger than them. America will find a way. She is worth fighting for. Too many people have spilt blood to keep our country going, yeah. right? And so I'm not going to give up.
No,
I know
I
you're
won't
not going to give up. I know you have how many? How many young people?
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands of young people across the country and millions of people across our country that are going to be like, for once now, we have something really to fight for.
Amen.
Right?
SarahCarter.com, right?
Yeah, SarahAcarter.com. I know everyone forgets the A, but it's SarahAcarter.com.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for joining.
Charlie, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Please email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless. Speak to you soon.